Maseches Maitzris, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, 2:1. This is a fairly involved Mishnah. The main point of the Mishnah is simply that if a person is taking his produce home and he offers some to you along the way, since he hasn't taken it to his house yet, it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha, it's exempt from tithes, and therefore if he offers it to you, you can eat it no problem. It's a Chilas Arai, and you can eat it without tithing. If you bring it home, however, now it's coming to your house, it was your food into your house, and that being the case, now it must be tithed properly. That's the primary point of the Mishnah. The secondary issue that the Mishnah brings in is a funny sort of ironic twist, which is if a person who's the source of the food is an Am Haaretz, that is to say a person who isn't formally committed to taking tithes, in a formal way, so then a person who receives food from such an Am Haaretz, he has to be afraid that it hadn't been tithed fully correctly. This really is the subject of Maseches Damai, so you have a look back there or recall Damai, but just as a fresher upper, or if you didn't see Damai yet, a sociological survey was done in the time of Bais Sheni. Yochanan Kohen Gadol commissioned it, and he found out that the majority of Am Haaretz, of simple folk, did in fact tithe their produce properly, taking Truma, Gadola, as well as Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and everything should be fine. But a significant minority of the Am Haaretz didn't remove the Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. And embedded in Maaser Rishon, of course, is Trumas Maaser, the gift. Maaser Rishon is a gift to the Levi. Trumas Maaser is the gift from the Levi also to the Kohen. It's a tenth of a tenth. It's the tenth of what the Levi received, which was a tenth of what the Yisrael had. So that is still in many, a significant minority of the Am Haaretz had not been removed, and that carries a very strict penalty of Misa B'Dei Shemayim, death at the hands of heaven. So long story short, they instituted a set of rules called Damai, which means that when one acquires produce from an Am Haaretz, the Trumas Maaser has to be removed from it, as well as the possible Trumas Maaser, as well as the possible Maaser Sheni has to be redeemed onto a coin. So that's just the case. So the Mishnah now is going to talk about a case where the person coming home from the farm, from where he did the production of the food, and therefore it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha, he offers some to you. So if he's an Am Haaretz, it doesn't matter because it hasn't had Gemar Malacha, you could eat that food awry. However, if he told you he tithed it, so now, unfortunately, you can't trust he tithed it properly. So if he tells you he tithed it, that would mean that while you can safely assume Truma Gadol has been removed, you have to be afraid about Trumas Maaser as well as Maaser Sheni. So that's the gist of the Mishnah. There's a bit more details, but let's see them inside. So the Mishnah says, Haya over b'shuk, if an Am Haaretz was passing through the shuk. Now you take a pencil, make a note in your Mishnah, you're going to get confused otherwise. We don't mean that he is going in the shuk to sell his produce, because you'll recall, Gemar Malach occurs as soon as if a person's intending to sell his produce from the moment that he finishes his work with it in the field. So that's not the case here. The case here is he's bringing it home from the field, and therefore Gemar Malacha hasn't happened yet because it hasn't reached his house. And he's passing through the public forum, which we're referring to as the Shuk, Va'amar, and he says to his buddy, Telulachem Te'enim, hey you guys, why don't you help yourself to some of my brand new figs? I'm excited to bring them home from the harvest. And since he's offering them to his friends, and they're exempt from tithing because they're not home yet. That being the case, even though he's an Am Haaretz, Ochlen upaturin. The friends can help themselves, the figs, eat them awry in the shuk, and they're exempt from any tithing. Lefikach im hechnisu labateihem. The converse then, the implication is, if these guys, the friends, take the figs home with them, when the fig that became theirs when they took it from the farmer enters into now their home, so now they become liable to tithing, and that being the case, misaknin vadai, they must tithe them properly. Because they're now food that's subject to tithing requirements. And vadai here means they're not treated as damai, they're treated as certainly untithed foods, because everyone understands. By virtue of the fact that the farmer, the Am Haaretz, was offering everyone steak, he was saying, that, of course, they're not tithed, but they don't need to be tithed yet. So now, since they haven't been tithed before, if the person who took the fig brings it home, now it certainly must be tithed, and Truma, Gedola, and so on must be removed from it, because there's never any implication that they had been tithed. On the other hand, if what the Amharetz farmer said when he went through the marketplace was, Tlu v'chnisu l'batechem, he says, go ahead and take some of my figs and feel free to bring them home because they've already been tithed. So now we believe him that they were subject to tithing requirements and that he even began to tithe them, meaning taking off Truma Gedola, etc. But we do not trust that he took off the Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni properly. And that being the case, lo yochlu mehem, it's no longer permitted to eat from these figs, even a rye in the marketplace, because we have to be afraid there's still Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser to be taken, etc. And lefikach im mechnis lo betehem, if and when one brings some of those figs home, so einem mesaknin ela damai, one shouldn't make a bracha, let's say, for example, on the hafrasha, the separation of the Truma Gedola, because the guy, the Amharetz, said it was tithed already, or at least he implied it was tithed already. But they must be tithed, I'll call it again, because possibly they weren't tithed properly the first time, so the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni must be removed prior to consuming this food, as is the case with any other Vadai, any other Demai produce that's acquired from an Amharetz.